We are out of closed session. Closed session closed at 10:40. There was no action taken during closed session. Let me, if you don't mind, any final thoughts from y'all before we adjourn this morning about the building as far as what y'all?
Like I said, as far as we're talking, moving over here, you know, there's an aspect of me, like my evidence as well. You know, I know that there's some smaller wall stuff over there for evidence wise, you know, for evidence storage, because I have one here in the office that we're, I currently have as well. And
so you'd be in favor of making the purchase?
I have that issue also. I have exhibits from not so much civil cases, but from criminal cases that, you know, need a secure place to need to be stored. Currently, I keep those in the upstairs vault over there at the courthouse. And another big concern is jury. You know, tomorrow, I've called in 275 people for a jury. On top of that, they're having a tax sale at the courthouse tomorrow.
Yep.
That's going to be a ton of people showing up over there. And, you know, if you were to try to move all that over here, where are you going to put all those people?
And there is no place here for a jury. I mean, even during a trial, there's no jury box. But then you have jury sequestration. You know, typically they're over there now, you know, whenever there's a break or recess, there's no place for them really to go. So they intermingle with everybody whenever, because everybody goes downstairs, gets snacked, water, bathroom. And that's basically from, you know, security, everything else is a big no-no. From a trial standpoint, it's a huge no-no. But
well, is there a chance, and I think this was discussed a long time ago when we built this, that trials could be moved, different things could be moved to Montague when that is restored, it's got to go somewhere.
Right. That's a district judge question.
I think that was an option that might possibly work, but
right.
In those instances, but. I'm gonna let you tell them what we thought. I was gonna do that topic.
From my understanding is we have voted to authorize me to negotiate. The question now is how much will we offer? Obviously, we can't talk about that. I think the thing they want to do is we are going to make an appointment with the real estate agent. They would all like to go through it and look at it as well before we really determine what the final here's what we'll pay number is.
Pictures are kind of deceiving.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know. I will tell you that everyone on the court is anxious to fix the leaks. We'll do that either way it goes.
Regardless.
Try to get that done and then eventually put a new roof on that thing.
Well, and when we talk to you know, further down the road, even security-wise here, you know, once with the historic commission, our cameras, you know, I've got, you know, taking pictures of where everything's going to go. We have to have permission where we're going to put a camera. So they can't go touch this, they can't touch that. And later on, if we have a leak and we have to repaint a wall, then you're going to have to go back to that original paint. And then the only approved painters can do that. So, you know, we're really handcuffing ourselves. And, you know, there have been, and not all restorations are successful. Archer County right now is suffering. The courthouse is beautiful, but they're having structural issues.
Ooh.
What'd you say, Red River?
Red River County, their courthouse is was not built by the same people, but it was designed by the same person who built our courthouse. It's almost identical to our courthouse. And they've had a historical restoration over there. And I would suggest maybe you call and talk to their county judge. That, you know, they're not entirely happy with
it. Didn't go well as they hoped.
You know, it is beautiful. It's lovely. But it's not all it's cracked up to be.
It's not that versatile, not that usable,
right.
Probably, any more than it was before.
Right.
It's just new.
Looks
nice.
It's just shiny. Pretty.
Oh, well, yeah, you go back to Archer County, too, because they had to go back to the original. And when you have district court over there, if you're not sitting in Judge McGoy's lap, you're not going to hear much. The acoustics and stuff are
I will say, and Gina, correct me on this, we can use some of that money for courthouse security to provide security in our need, in this.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible building, if we were to choose to do that.
Yes, because it would office the courts, yes.
Okay. Final thoughts?
We've been on the phone with the realtor, and we've got time. So we're gonna do this, like Mike said, we're gonna do a walkthrough. As soon as he can get back here, he's out of pocket, can't get here for a day or so, but then we're gonna take it back up again.
So the process is moving forward, so.
So with that said too, if, do you think y'all are gonna meet with him tomorrow?
No, we don't know when.
Not sure.
I don't know, he didn't give you a day.
His wife was in a car wreck, and they're dealing with rehab and things, so he will email me.
Spend some time, but.
Dates when we can get everybody together. And when we do that, we're not all going in together, we're gonna go in two at a time and look at it, so we can't. Won't have to post a meeting and all that.
Judge McGoy would want to come with y'all again?
Well, we'll let him know, make, certainly extend the invitation to him, that would be okay. All right. Well, no further business, shall we by general consent adjourn? Seeing no objection, we are adjourned.
Next Monday, we're gonna need to bring a sack lunch.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Lunch and a lantern.
The reason I gave y'all that initial agenda there, this is, not in Mike's first time to ever do this.
What's that now, say again?
That agenda that I gave you for next week.
Oh, okay.
Y'all look it over, if there's something that I've left off, I don't have to post the agenda until Thursday. If there's something that you see that I'm missing, please holler at us.
Okay.
It's a little scary, doing this the first time and bringing.
Look at 19.
That I'm gonna miss something. Is 19 where I've got the question marks?
No, it's about 20% penalty due in the only different taxes to be taken.
It's on an individual. Are you gonna be gone next week?
No, I'm gonna be here, but this is our first time we've had everything over here.
I was just now going through it.
I think Mike ought to have to buy lunch with that agenda like that.
Next week.
Bring pizza, we'll get pizza delivered.
I think you now have to post it on the website.
I'm gonna be in the field with.
All right, guys, I need.
Because everything I do.
Yes, sir, I'm sorry, I kept watching the clock for you.
I know, it wasn't working down there.